So we're going to start talking to the mic just like this, real sexy like. Go ahead, do your thing.
Hello, Mike. Hello, people.
Hello, people.
Hello, people.
Hello. This is try number two. That, if you can hear it, that is my good buddy Andrew to my right. And to my far right, I have my good buddy Francis.
Hello.
Yes. Again.
Hi.
So, question for you. Are you more curious about the shit that's going on in the deep blue sea or in that big ass bitch called space?
Honestly, both, but I would say more in space.
Really?
Because space is pretty infinite. The sea. Or like the oceans.
There's a floor. Like yeah. There's actually. Like
eventually, it ends. It's just, it's very dark, very cold, and really weird, creepy looking things are down there. Possibly alien civilization, but save that for another time.
Right.
Space is vast and just continues on and on and on. Forever.
Okay. Yeah, but. The people on my Instagram poll actually voted for the sea more, so you're wrong.
Interesting.
And, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Okay.
Isn't it crazy? No, I'm just kidding. But isn't it crazy, like, there? We know so much more about space, which isn't even that much. We know more about space than we do,
what's on our like, whole planet.
The sea floor. Like, the floor. Can you imagine that? Isn't that crazy? Yo, the pressure is so much and like it's so dark. We can't even get shit down there.
Which I find is so crazy to me.
That's
like you can
crazy.
Go into space.
Yeah.
Go to other different planets, but you can't build something, maneuver something down there to even film anything.
Because it's too hard. It's hard.
That reminds me, have you ever seen the video with like the mermaid that was actually captured? The freaky hand.
No.
Have you guys seen that?
No, I'm gonna debunk that right now. It's not real. It can't be.
No, it's been through.
Was it on Mythbusters though?
I'm not gonna check it wasn't.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Honestly, I don't watch that. That guy's mustache is too creepy.
But it's great. He has a great mustache. The dude with the beret?
See, I like the like themed ones, like the pumpkin ones, like
oh, I see what you're saying.
That's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I like. Like cupcakes.
Okay,
no,
so
it's like an actual real mermaid.
Real a merman?
Or a mer
person. It's a mer something.
It's a mer something.
And I believe they were like European scientists. I remember seeing a crazy video about it.
What?
Or just the hand slaps the camera?
Yeah. It's against the wall or the window.
Kind of like Titanic when they're in the car?
Yeah, but creepier.
Yes, it's Godzilla.
It's really
Do you believe in Nessie?
100%, yes.
You've gone full-blown Marshall Erickson.
No, I completely believe in Nessie.
What?
It's, yeah.
I want to hear more about this.
So, okay.
I've never met one of you in real life.
Really?
No, I've never met a true believer in real life.
Okay, alligators are real. They're prehistoric. Sharks are real. They're prehistoric. Oh. You just said that we haven't no idea what is on the bottom of the ocean. Do you really think a giant dinosaur hasn't survived down there?
Maybe.
There has
to be.
It just doesn't make sense not. If you have alligators and sharks that can outlive all that stuff, why not something that tunnels through the lakes, rather it's in Scotland or just even in the ocean?
What the fuck? Never thought about it like that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I don't think about her, so I don't. Like, I don't know. I just don't know.
We don't really know gender.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Okay, Bigfoot.
Bigfoot? Hairy man. Hairy man walking through the woods. Hairy naked man.
I think he probably would have a loincloth.
No, not necessarily. I mean, if you're a mountain man. Well,
there's enough hair down there. You probably couldn't see anything.
Yeah, exactly. Special side. But I don't know. I actually watched a podcast. It was a Joe Rogan episode with Charlamagne Tha God. And if you don't know who that is, find out who he is. Okay, one second, please. I'm just watching a video. No. Get that away from me. Nope. I'm not going to be able to watch it.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
Did you even see?
No, yep. I don't want to see it. Nope. No, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. That's some of the scariest things that I've ever seen. What the fuck?
See?
Ah! Okay. That's enough. Okay, maybe my... Mer people exist. All right, you've convinced me.
Liar.
Mer people. Deep sea hunting footage? No. What?
Watch this fish in the middle of the ocean. The harpoons.
The fuck is a harpoon?
It's like,
isn't that like, oh! No, there's no way.
It's like a bow and arrow.
Yep. But... in a gun, right?
Yeah. Like it's what in the fuck? Movies. That was a fish?
Yeah. And then it gets picked up, but he's not going that far into the camera.
I don't want to watch this anymore. No, thank you, sir. I appreciate it, but no thanks. What's your thoughts on Atlantis?
100% real.
Yeah, real.
Atlantis exists or existed?
Exist.
Current. Present tense. Still there.
I would like to think it's like the Disney movie.
That was a really underrated movie. It was
so good, though.
That was a really good one.
Really good.
That was really, really good.
I would love to believe that it still exists, but I feel like it doesn't.
Okay. Why is that?
Just because of all the shit we put in our ocean, man.
So you think that... So every time somebody...
Stop using straws for turtles.
Can you explain that to me? Like, what is the straw thing with the turtle?
Save the turtle.
But, like, what do straws do to the turtles?
Because I understand...
Wait, how?
Like, fucks up their internal organs because their organs are in a shell.
Wait, they inhale them.
I don't know.
I'll show you the picture.
Because I know the plastic for the fuck fish. Is that?
The straw inside the nose.
Oh, it gets stuck in his nose.
But how often does that happen?
Decently enough.
Okay, so then what's the difference between that and the paper? So now that there's paper straws, it goes softly into the nose.
No, paper straws are designed to fuck up your drinking. Experience, invest in reusable metal straws.
But what about the fucking turtle noses? I'm so confused. What's the purpose of the paper straw?
Paper straws are decomposable.
So like once we throw them in the ocean, then they'll deteriorate.
Yes.
And they'll just become nothing.
Yeah.
And the noses are free.
I mean, you might get a little blockage from sinuses sniffing up paper, but yeah, no, they're free.
Well, not our noses. I'm talking about the turtle's noses.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, they might get a sinus little sinus though.
Yeah. They have sinus cavities, right?
Okay, this is interesting. Okay, so, okay. All right. Yeah. I'm all I know about the straws is that they're here now because of some sort of fish or some sort of sea animal. I just didn't know why. Because and no one could give me an explanation as to what they do.
Get, you know what I'm saying?
But now I see the pictures. Now I know the straws float into the noses of the turtles. So I'm assuming the turtles are thinking it's food. So they're swimming towards the straw and it goes into the nose?
Yeah.
I think, right?
Or they're practicing lobotomy.
Well, and also consider that a large percentage of straws are clear. In the ocean.
Oh, they may be running into these fucking straws. Okay, that makes sense. So let's color the straws. That should be the next movement. Color the straw.
No, I think the next step is to get off of plastic and paper as much as you can in general.
So, or like, why not just like have a cup and drink out the cup? Why do we need straws?
Some people prefer not to put their lips inside the cups.
Okay, but
especially at a restaurant.
But my counter to that is coffee cups. You don't use straws for coffee, right? What is the fix for the coffee cup? Instead of drinking it wide open, we put a lid on there, mm-hmm. and we put a little holy on there, right? Let's just start drinking our fucking soda with little lids with holies. You know, a little bit bigger so you can get that, you know, like that nice gulp of Sprite, you know, to quench the thirst. But why not that?
I think you solved it.
I'm telling you, man, I got fucking million dollar ideas, buddy. You put me in the fucking Pentagon, I changed the world in a day. I'll tell you that.
I still like the idea of the reusable metal straws. Can we go back to the metal straws?
No, absolutely not.
Because they
not.
Actually come nope, in like stupid. Their own little carrying cases, different Hate colors, them. Easy to clean.
They're not easy
That's
to clean.
That's what they use in space.
No, yep. not.
Which is that.
Which is what we're
And our segue to space, and now we are in space. So. Space. I like to picture space as a Marvel movie. And I wish that we could just travel into different dimensions, like in the Guardians of the Galaxy. And what they call these jump portal things that you can go in light year speed. And you just end up in different parts of space and stuff like that. That's how I picture space. I think we're only a couple years away from that, though.
I think a couple hundred.
I disagree. I think that the technology's out there, but we just don't. The public.
So you are pro Area 51 exploration.
100%. I already checked in for the raid on Facebook. So.
Now, is this a 6-person or 12-person raid?
Pretty sure it's a 1.2 million person raid. It's serious, baby.
Is there an LFG app where I can find this?
Yes, absolutely. I'll send it to you after this.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You want to go to the raid?
Party invite, please.
We're going to go to the raid, dude. We're going to fuck it up.
She's not high enough power level.
Your power level needs to be over 9,000. So if you're not at 9,000, then it is what it is. Francis, what are your thoughts on the space?
I think it's interesting and that there's more out there than what we are.
So you believe that there are other life forms out there in space, maybe in another part of our galaxy, maybe even another part of the universe.
What accent is that?
I'm not sure. I was going a lot of different routes at the same time, and that's what came out.
She'll be right.
So yeah, you think we're the only ones out here?
No, I don't at all. And I think it's honestly a little selfish to think that we are the only ones out here because we've explored various parts of space, but also there are many other universes out there, many other like galaxies, and whether if they're connected or not, the fact of how big it is and that there's other planets with water and fossils on there, there has to be another civilization, rather if it's behind ours, at the same pace as ours, or even hundreds of millions of years ahead of ours, because Earth is a relatively small planet or young planet.
Mm-hmm. I literally was just looking this up this morning. I think it's like 4 billion years old, I think.
Yeah.
And that's pretty young, like as far as like solar system is like concerned, or like the whole universe is mm-hmm. concerned. Like that's actually like not even that old.
What was that show that,
Third Rock from the Sun is what it's called.
Third Rock
from the Sun. Third Rock.
Instantly where my mind went.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Exactly.
Not Joseph Gordon-Levitt, but the guy who played Kumar. He's really
The one that played Kumar?
His name
is Cal Penn.
Cal Penn. Well, he had a show about, I'm pretty sure it was him, about like space and everything like that. And basically compared, I believe it was him. If not, I'm very wrong. But it compared the whole start of Earth, like from the first organism God created, Big Boom, whatever you believe in.
Right.
To a calendar month or year.
Ooh, okay.
And it was like,
it's called The Big Picture with Cal Penn. And it was a TV miniseries. Mm-hmm. And Cal Penn explains how money, sex, food, sports, and crime influence daily lives.
Not that one.
Whoa. Maybe that is not it. Sorry.
I watched it on Netflix.
Oh, it was on Netflix?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was one of those shows that you're interested in, but you put on when you're doing laundry and regular household cleaning.
Yeah.
One of those. But I just thought it was interesting that it kind of really put in the mind frame of how little 4 billion years are.
True. I think
the show's better with names.
What, like of actors?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a talent. It's
I agree with that. I really do agree with that. I do faces. I don't know your name though.
It's really useless because I could tell you a lot of people's names, but it doesn't help me in any way. Except for in cases like this. Because I know his name is not Kumar.
In
real life, I'm saying his name is not Kumar.
I know, but I said the guy who played him.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you did good. You did good, kid.
You did. I just get so invested in the stories.
What, the Harold and Kumar?
I'm just
kidding. In general. Yeah, I agree with you. I think I was watching this podcast with Neil deGrasse Tyson, and he's like a famous astrophysicist and stuff like that. And he was talking about how the universe is not only the universe, but like all of space. It's so infinite that it's not, you can't really quantify what it is. Like when you say infinite, like it's not something that a brain can even calculate. You know what I mean? Like there's no computer that can calculate that. It's exactly what it is. Infinity means it goes on forever. It's never ending. It's nothing. It's everything and nothing at the same time. It never ends. And that's so like mind blowing, like to think that there's something that exists that doesn't have an end. Like, can you imagine that? Like, it's like numbers. It's like numbers. Like, there's no end to numbers. Numbers are infinite. There's always a number after a number. You know what I mean? Like, there's no stopping. there's always one more. There's always a half more. There's always three more. There's always two more. It's kind of crazy. And that, he was like, that's space. If you can imagine, like, that is what space is.
I feel like if you sit there and think really hard, you'll just self-explode.
Yeah, 100%. People would self-explode about thinking about shit that goes on just our own earth or like just like in the state. Like if you start thinking about all the shit that's wrong with just the state, you know, like really dive deep, you'd be like, fuck, I don't even want to, I don't even want to go outside anymore. Like this is fucked up. Speaking of which, dude, do you know anything about the fucking Cascadia fucking subduction zone?
What?
No.
Oh, man, I'm about to blow your shit. All right, so check this out. All right, so yesterday my roommate, we were talking about some bullshit, right? And he's just like, nigga, did you hear about this shit about the really big one? I was like, what you talking about? He was like, the really big earthquake. And I was like, nah, like the one that's supposed to like break off California, blah, blah, blah. He was like, nah, nigga, that's the big one. We're talking about the really big one. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what you mean.
Like
I was
Pangea type thing.
Like, I'm talking about like one that if it were not if, when it hits, it's going to change the United States forever. Like financially and like all of it is going to be fucked up for a very long time. So they have this thing. You really are humping that. And now you're biting it? You got to ask her for that.
He likes it
bro.
Rough.
I can see that. Oh, okay. I see what you did. Very good, very good. That was So you know about the San Andreas Fault. Okay, so you know about tectonic plate movement, right?
Yes, I was underneath very good at.
Oh, okay, very good. That helps.
Pangea reference.
Very good. So what scientists have called subduction zones are basically tectonic plates. One of the plates is going underneath the other plates, and that friction is what creates earthquakes and then like blah 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 blah, right?
And what is tiny movement.
Exactly. So what is happening is in the Pacific Northwest like region, and I forgot what they call it. I think it's called Cascadia or whatever. No, it's not what it's called. It's okay. Okay, so anyways, what is happening is instead of one sliding under the other, they are basically doing this. Like they're doing it like they're essentially making a V, right? And it's like because they're colliding in a way that once it snaps, it's going to like it's obviously going to cause an earthquake, but it's going to be something so crazy and release so much shit that it's going to fuck up the it maybe not the world, but definitely
at least that corner.
No, it's going to travel down.
Well,
because like the joints are connected like that. Whatever plates are up there are connected to the joints down in San Andreas, and it's going to like trickle, like it's going to be like a fuck. Damn, I wish I could explain myself like the people in the video did. Okay, so
Well, you're not a scientist.
I wish I was a scientist.
So would it essentially cause like one giant sinkhole?
It's not necessarily. What it's going to do is. It's going to obviously cause an earthquake, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to shoot all that water, like, that's directly above it, like, hundreds of feet up in the air.
So a giant tidal wave.
Not just tidal wave. A fucking tsunami that's going to... It's going to fuck us up so bad that it's going to be decades for the West Coast to recover. And it's not just, like... the Pacific Northwest, like that's where the actual friction of the plates is. But it's going, what they said is in the article that I read, they said that it will essentially affect it'll essentially destroy everything west of the 5 highway, starting down from I think that's San Diego,
mm-hmm,
all the way up to Vancouver. Do you know how many major cities are there in between Vancouver and fucking San Diego? How many millions of people? How much money is in that area alone? Like, you know what I mean? Like, take a neighborhood, fucking Seattle. Seattle's expensive as fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
that's where all major technological companies.
Fucking Silicon Valley, Los Angeles, Hollywood, all fucking washed away. Yo, this is what they said.
Was San Francisco too?
Yep. All of that shit. All west of the 5. All of that shit. Sacramento, gone. All that shit. San Diego, gone. Vancouver, Portland, gone. Definitely gone.
Oakland.
Oh, definitely gone. All of them bitches is gone. It's so crazy. They were saying like what happened is, and it really scared me. So with the earthquake, what would happen is the earthquake would be so large and so devastating that it would like obviously like it would it's going to like have gas lines burst, like electricity out, just out.
So you
just
have lava, you have water,
all
you have
of that
fires,
shit.
You have gas leaks. You have
check
pretty
this
much
out.
Every major disaster.
Everything is getting fucked up. And then I didn't know this, but they were saying that only like 25% of fucking I think, and they only used like a city. It was like only like LA or something. They said like 25% of buildings are actually equipped to like withstand certain, like certain really high level earthquakes. But like 25% though, that means that 75 of these bitches are just, they're just ready to tumble. Like, they're just going to go. So when a really big one hits, all of them bitches is gone. Like, it's just done. It's just out of here. Check this out. This is what scared me, right? They were saying that the magnitude of this, right? Mm-hmm. Remember I was saying about the tsunami, right? Mm-hmm. So the tsunami is going to come no matter what.
Right.
Scientists calculated, this is what they're guesstimating, 15 minutes. 15 minutes after that earthquake that just fucked you up. So, like, people are breaking limbs. There's shit falling on them. People are impaled. People are burning because of all these explosions. Fires all over the place. And then, mind you, the Pacific Northwest down to, you know, Northern California, almost all of California and all that kind of stuff, with all the forest that they have and all that kind of stuff, they have forest fires all the time. Shit start getting lit up over there uncontrollably. It's all done. And then, fire stations are not going to be able to do anything because they're getting fucked up. Everyone's just fucked up, right? So, you know, like, there's crazy devastation, fires all over the place, all this fucked up shit. 15 minutes, Francis. 15 minutes till the motherfucking tsunami comes. They said that the tsunami that this shit would create is half the size of the motherfucking continent. Tell me that's not fucking crazy. That's the width of the tsunami is half the size of the continent. What continent? The one we live on. North America. Half of it. Tsunami. Tell me that's not fucking crazy.
It's scary. My question with this is, when do they predict this to happen?
Oh, this is what's fucking scary too. I gotta get up on this. They said that we're overdue. They said the last time that happened in the Pacific Northwest was in 1700. And that was before we even owned the bitch. It was 1700. United States wasn't even a thing. History majors out there. When was America created? July 4th, 1776. This is in 1700. So how will we even know? This is what's so crazy about it. It was like when the scientists were trying to figure this out, they were like, of course we didn't know. We weren't even fucking over there. The Lewis and Clark shit wasn't until the 1800s anyway. So when we find fucking amazing Washington and fucking Oregon and all these fucking trees and the redwoods and the oaks or whatever the fuck's over there, they're like, damn, look at all this free wood. That's it. It's like, damn, there's nothing that happens over here. Then we're going west to Cali and all this kind of shit. It's like, damn, this is great weather and everything. Like, oh, it gets a little shaky sometimes, but it's amazing. It's fucking great. Damn, this is great that nothing happens over here. California was paradise land. Let's everybody go to California. Let's go West Coast. That's why we have all these major cities over there. It's crazy. But here's what happened. Because we weren't over there, we never knew, and we just thought like, oh, okay, like, wow, like, we just never had a major earthquake. Like, I think the biggest one that we had was in San Fran. It was like an 8 point something. Right? That was the biggest. It never got past.
It was pretty
good. And it was bad. It was bad, yeah. Sure. But like, it wasn't something like that. Yeah. But it was also 1906. So the city was just like a couple of saloons and a bridge. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like crazy. It was 1906. But what they were saying is that they finally pieced it together. And so this is what's great. Oh my goodness. I love this. Okay. So what they did was, this is what they did. They started talking to the Japanese scientists. So what they were saying is they have been ahead of the game with like this tsunami earthquake shit because
they get hit a lot.
Exactly. Indonesia, India, China, Japan, the Pacific, anybody in the Pacific, they get fucked up by that all the time. And you know, like, they basically have been recording it for hundreds of years, right? So apparently there was this story about back in 1700 where they had this ghost tsunami where they had no idea where it came from, because normally they understood that the tsunamis came from earthquakes, but the earthquakes would happen to them. You know what I mean? Like, they once they felt the earthquake, they knew that tsunamis were coming. Like, they had figured that out, right? But in 1700, they had a fucking thing just come at night and just wiped them out. And they were like, yo, what the fuck happened? Like, what, yo, what was going on? So this is what the American scientists did. And this was scary. This shit was only like 30 years ago. Like, it was like in 85 where someone figured this out. They were talking with the Japanese and they were doing some experiments in the region. And they were talking with Native Americans from that Vancouver, Seattle area, whatever, whatever. And they were piecing it all together. What they were doing was the experiments they were doing was they were looking at, they had like tested the soil and like they had found like these dead trees that had been there from a very specific point in time where they were trying to figure out like, okay, like why are they dead, but here or something like that. Like, it was something strange and it didn't make any sense, right? Like, but they were able to get a date, right?
Yeah.
So then when they linked up with the Japanese, they were telling them, it was like, yo, this is weird. This day back in 1700, we had this ghost ass tsunami that just came through and fucked us all up. So then they were like, oh, okay. So then they talked to the Native Americans. Native Americans have been telling this story for hundreds of years about how they had a fucking earthquake and then a tsunami right after that that fucked them up bad. Like, so it was like crazy. But that was before the white man came over there, so they didn't know. So then they blinked it all together and they were like, yo, check this out. The last one to hit the Pacific Northwest was that day, but it was so big that it sent some shit like in both directions. It fucked up Seattle and all that kind of stuff, right? That was the last time that a major one had hit. 10 hours away, Francis, 10 hours away, it sent a tsunami to Japan. And that's where the ghost tsunami came from. It took 350 years for them to figure this out. When they figured this out, they all got scared. They got mad chills on their fucking skin. They were like, yo, the last one to hit was in 1700. And then they started like doing like the backdating research and stuff like that. And they were like, oh shit, this happens like every 200, 250 years to this region. But we got there after the gap. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we're thinking like, oh, we're good. We're fine. But now that we know about it, we're like, oh shit, wait a minute.
We're not okay.
It's been 300 something years since the last one. We're most likely overdue. And it's probably going to happen within, they said a 1 in 3 chance it happens in the next 30 years. It's a 1 in 10 chance that it happens in the next 50 years or something like that. Something like that. The 1 in 3 is correct. I don't remember about the 1 in 10. But anyways, but isn't that fucking wild?
That's crazy.
And they were saying like, yo, like you don't understand. Like, people don't understand. When that comes, is all over. The whole West Coast is fucked up. No one's going to be able to live, man. Like,
is it bad that I'm thinking? I'm glad I won't be on the West Coast anymore.
Yes, it is. You're a terrible human being.
But also, reason 459, why you will not have children.
I'm not going to have a kid that dies for no reason.
Yeah,
exactly. That makes sense. But isn't that fucking wild?
That's scary and ridiculous and just anxiety filling.
Yes, drink the whiskey. It was crazy, France. I was getting scared reading it. And you know what's even more, like, I've started to feel bad for like the scientists, because it's like one of those like scientists are really uncool kind of things. Like, shut the fuck up, you stupid scientists. Because like they've been trying to tell people, and they're trying to tell like these city planners, and they're trying to tell these mayors and all this kind of shit, like, yo, we most likely will get fucked up in like the next like 30 to 50 years. And they're like, bro, we don't care, bro. So
then that brings me to a question then. Is what we're doing matter?
Oh, you got me.
Like, if we know, say, that the end is near, whatever the Armageddon people say, like, is our existence, does it even matter at all?
Well, I do want to say that it's not going to wipe out the world. It's just everything west of the 5 Highway. So Vegas is safe.
Woo!
And it will become beachfront poverty.
Which is really, that sounds amazing. The only thing Vegas is really missing is a nice beach.
That is true. So, I mean, we have Lake Mead.
Yeah, Lake Mead, but it's kind of wacky.
Yeah.
It's not a beach.
It's not a beach.
No, it's rocks and dead carp.
Yeah. But good question, though. existence. Doesn't matter if we know the end is near. Kind of like Deep Impact, huh?
A little bit, yeah.
I actually was watching like clips of that when I was like reading this. I was just like, what the fuck, yo?
Like, this is like what it's going to be. Completely psyching yourself
out. Yeah, I had nightmares last night. But, okay, so what I want to know what you think. I want to know what you think first. Like, does it matter? Like, if we knew the end was near, like, if we knew, like, okay, all this shit's about to be gone, like.
Well, then I feel like if we didn't have that sense, then it would pretty much be, like, the Purge and everyone just fucking around doing whatever they want, which is scary in itself. I feel like yes and no.
Okay, why yes, and then why no?
Yes, because I feel like there could be a chance that we have different trials and errors of our existence or life or whatever, rather if that being like, if you believe in past lives or if you just keep continuing on to going to someplace greater and, or even another place, you sure. know, I feel like it just can't be this. All right, you get one shot, make it your chance. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, what if you don't fulfill what you were brought here to do? Your own purpose.
Fuck.
And then no, simply because if you live in fear, you're never going to accomplish anything. So why don't you make the best of it now?
Right.
That's what I think.
I like it. I like the no. Well,
but I don't know. I feel like your actions obviously have impacts and consequences and the butterfly effect.
Sure.
You know, if you change one little variable, then the future could completely be different.
Sure.
Totally agree with that. Like the old, in school, did you ever watch that movie where like they're walking through the forest and then they like step on a butterfly and they go back and they're like, oh, you broke something in that ecosystem. And then he doesn't step on the butterfly and then they go back in their time. And do you ever see that?
No, I don't remember that one. Was that a Magic School Bus episode?
No.
Fuck. Yeah, no, I didn't see it. Sorry.
No, I think my biology class, all we did was watch videos. So.
In my biology class, we made ice cream.
I feel like that's
chemistry. Oh, that is chemistry. Oh, in my biology class, then No, we didn't do that.
Dissected frogs.
Yeah, no, I didn't do that either.
What do you think?
I didn't do any of that.
What do you think, Andrew? Does it matter?
I think the bigger point to that question is why are we here?
Hmm.
Which is the original point that we were talking about before all the footage got lost. The question of why are we here? What are we doing? Is not something that we can really perceive. Whether it's a matter of what we're doing day in, day out, whether it be working or making a wage or caring for each other, is that what we're here for? To a certain extent, I mean, there's stuff that we just have to take care of within our country that we have learned to live by or we've accepted to live by, but that's not why we're here. That's not what we're doing in this life. And that's not what matters. What matters is how we're treating each other, how we're treating people, whether it's Mark's story in a bathroom, whether it's how we're interacting with people in our day-to-day jobs, day-to-day lives, and caring for people that might be impacted by a million-foot earthquake and tsunami. That's what's going to matter. It's how we're proving ourselves as individuals, how we're going to be growing each other as individuals, and how we're going to go out of our way to care for someone else, because it's something that's lost in this world. If we're asking for what are we here for and what matters, it's what you're doing every day, but not your job and not checking your Instagram feed or your Facebook, but something that I know Mark does so well and that anyone that is probably listening to this podcast probably already knows. It's having those relationships with people that you care about and being able to celebrate their wins and care for them and their losses and creating that connection. What we're here for isn't working for a paycheck. It's not working like working to play games or watch TV and take any sort of entertainment in. It's about being with each other. It's about impacting other people's lives. So does it matter, at least in my opinion, is the bigger question is, how are you going about that in your everyday life? How are you bettering yourself to better someone else? It's not so much about what you're doing today, but it's about what you can do tomorrow. And all the other stuff you can just forget about. Until we actually get faced with this 1,000-foot tsunami, how are you going to make sure that you're prepared to help someone in need? I know I have a friend who is much more giving than I am. I think some people would say that they're woke. But I remember the story. She was driving home from work. She came across a corner and there was a little kid. She said little kid. But I think they were about 17, 18 because she was older at the time. And he wasn't wearing shoes. And he was begging for money, but that wasn't something that she felt like she needed to do. Not give money, not give change. But she did go buy the kid some socks and some shoes. And she took the kid to the store himself so that he could choose them, so that he had that choice. And out of all the different stories that I've heard this girl tell me about how she's helped people that are less fortunate than her, even at her most unfortunate times, that's the one that always resonated with me. Was not only did she give this person something that they needed, she let them have the choice in what they wanted. She treated them like a human being. She went out of her way to connect with someone that was in need. That's what life is about. Creating those connections at any sort of level, whatever it could be.
Thank you, Andrew.
You're welcome.
That was the most inspirational thing. I feel like definitely to kind of show that the most important thing in human existence is connection.
Regardless of what's going to happen to us in the end.
Yeah.
Or what happens after we end.
There's a movie that...
The Core.
The Matrix.
No, it's called Love.
Oh, never seen this.
It's actually written by Tom DeLonge and based off a lonely astronaut. So its astronaut is in outer space and he's the only one left. And it goes through this whole thing of basically him finding this journal and he gets connected to a person back on Earth in like the 1800s, 1700s,
mm-hmm.
whatever, fighting the Civil War.
Yeah.
And it's one of those indie films, you know, where you have to look in the meaning. But at the end of it, it really shows, because he ended up going out in space and cutting off his air supply because he was the only one left. And it really shows that you need that human interaction, that human connection to survive. Giving someone a choice, being there for someone when no one else will.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that kind of turn. But yeah, I couldn't agree with you guys more. And also props to you for giving very beautiful answers. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Man.
It's a lot to think about.
It is. It is.
And especially hearing that, that's why I feel like there is good people and you have to celebrate the good because someone who takes that time out to help people in need, that's really...
It's priceless.
It is.
Damn. Makes you really think about all the things that don't matter. Man. Perspective, huh? Mm-hmm. It's a motherfucker.
When you have it.
Yeah, when you have it. It just shows that we're a part of something bigger.
Sure.
And I mean, we do, a lot of us get caught up in the mundane flow of everything. Not sure. Even flow, but you have your routine. You wake up, go to work, come home, play games, watch TV, do whatever. It's, you're stuck in that rut. You're stuck in that routine until something major either upsets it, or you get tired of it and you make a change. You make a decision. You're tired of being overweight, so you're going to eat healthy and go to the gym. You're tired of being alone, so you're going to go out and make friends. Just move to a new place. Don't know anyone. What are you going to do? You know, you're tired of living the same old, same old. You want connection in some way.
That's what it's all about. I couldn't agree more. I honestly can't. Kind of took the words out of my mouth. In a good way. In a great way. Wow. I feel pretty good.
I'm just surprised that we have witnessed Mark speechless.
First time, I think, ever.
You're welcome for that. Man. What kind of... Well, I guess I really didn't only have one question now. Just like, what do you think? What would be the things that you do in your last like 24 hours if you had that kind of like awareness? You know, like the really big one is about to happen and it's literally like down to the T where we know when it's going to come. And it's not really anything any of us can do about it. So.
I mean, I feel like just the honest, simple answer is tell the people that I love them.
Sure.
People that mean most to me in my life, because my life is over. You know, I want them to know that they made some sort of impact. They were there and I love them for that.
I would absolutely agree. Like, I want them there. If it's a matter of a natural disaster, I'm spending my last moments with the people I care about. If it's just my time and I have that knowledge, I would hope that they would want to be there too. I wouldn't want to ask them and against any of their wills, but I would just hope that I mattered enough for them to want to spend my last moments with me as well.
Beautiful. Yeah. Family and friends. Got to hit them all up. Got to surround myself with the love.
Maybe a dog.
Maybe a dog, actually.
Or a cat.
All the dogs, actually.
Or any pet that brings you happiness.
Except fish. Please get them in the water.
They have a chance of survival.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, feed them before, because it's going to be a hell of a trip once the tsunami hits. And it's going to be a lot of Finding Nemo situations after that. So, man. I like the way that this turned out.
I do too.
I appreciate you sharing your thoughts.
I appreciate you for having me, us.
Yeah. Thanks, surprise guest, Andrew.
Surprise guest.
Surprise guest.
Appreciate that. Yeah, thank you guys. This is really nice. And I'm glad that we were able to do this before the changes.
Good changes.
Good changes. Good
changes for the people that you care about.
Exactly.
For the people that you love. For the people that you love.
Until the next time.
This is GVGV Podcast signing out. Bye, guys.